welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 5th. You'll be interested to know. 58 years ago today, in 1967, the Beatles released their groundbreaking album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, in the United Kingdom. This innovative work transformed the landscape of popular music, introducing a new era of artistic expression and creativity. The album's eclectic mix of musical styles, experimental recording techniques, and iconic cover art captivated audiences worldwide, solidifying the Beatles' status as pioneers in the music industry. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band remains a timeless masterpiece, inspiring countless artists and music lovers across generations. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 4 mph, creating some bumps as the day progresses. Keep an eye on the conditions as they may shift later. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3-foot high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 3 foot at 6:30 a.m., with a 1.5-foot low tide just before noon. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday presents consistent choppy surf with wave heights between 2 to 3 feet. Morning winds from the northwest at 5 to 10 mile per hour gradually shift to west-northwest at 10 to 15 mile per hour, maintaining rough conditions throughout. Despite the size, the bumpy texture makes for a challenging paddle out. Overall, expect a persistent chop and short swell period, resulting in an overall blown-out experience. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 63 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:57 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for a cloudy Thursday with temperatures reaching up to 70. Expect a light west wind blowing at about 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll keep those cloudy skies with a low around 62 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Friday with a high near 71 and light northwest winds. Saturday and Sunday will be mostly sunny with highs around 74. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows near 62. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Trump administration announced plans to cut federal funding for California's high-speed rail project, which has faced significant delays and cost overruns. Initially authorized with $10 billion in 2008, the project's estimated cost has soared past $100 billion, with no tracks laid 5 years after the promised completion date. Federal Railroad Administration Acting Administrator Drew Feeley described the project as a 119-mile track to nowhere. State officials, including Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, remain committed to construction, proposing at least $1 billion annually for 20 years. Senators Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff called the funding cut a devastating blow to transportation. Now on to sports. ESPN is facing scrutiny over its recent NBA Finals broadcast lineup. Previously, play-by-play announcer Mike Breen teamed with analysts Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, creating a comfortable and informative experience. However, after cutting Van Gundy and Jackson in 2023, ESPN introduced Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson alongside Breen for this year's finals. Critics note that Burke's role is uncertain and Jefferson's contract is expiring, amid interest from Amazon Prime Video. With Breen lacking chemistry with his new partners, ESPN's decision-making continues to raise eyebrows as they enter the finals. Tonight is Game 1 of the NBA Finals, with Pacers at Thunder on ABC. Tip-off is at 8:30 Eastern. The Thunder are favored by 9.5. In local sports. Last night at Oracle Park, the Padres dropped a tight one to the Giants, 6-5. Despite 5 hits from Tatis and Sheets and Merrill's RBI double, it wasn't enough. Adam took the loss after allowing a decisive run, while Johnson's sacrifice fly and Chapman's homer powered the Giants. Yell notched the win, and Rodriguez secured the save, bringing San Diego's record to 35-25, while the Giants improved to 34-28. Tomorrow afternoon, the Friars face the Giants in San Francisco for the final game of this 4-game series. Dylan Cease, with a 4.66 earned run average, takes the mound against Robbie Ray, who's boasting a 2.43. First pitch is at 12:45, with pleasant temperatures around 65 degrees. In top news, in a significant move, President Trump has signed a travel ban affecting citizens from 12 countries, including Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Additionally, travel restrictions will apply to 7 other nations, barring their citizens from permanent immigration and tourist or student visas. This policy, reminiscent of earlier immigration measures, aims to address high visa overstay rates and passport reliability issues. While the ban excludes green card holders and participants in major sporting events, its implementation is raising concerns among affected citizens. In business news, a large cargo ship, the Morning Midas, is adrift in the Pacific Ocean after a fire broke out on a deck carrying electric vehicles. The vessel was approximately 300 miles southwest of Alaska's Attic Island when the flames forced the crew to abandon ship. All 22 crew members were safely evacuated and taken to a nearby merchant vessel. The ship was transporting around 3,000 cars, including 800 electric vehicles, from Yantai in China to Lazaro Cardenas in Mexico. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, with experts noting the risks associated with lithium-ion batteries. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $105,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $2,600. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 8% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Astronomers have long believed that the Milky Way is on a collision course with the Andromeda Galaxy, but a new study suggests otherwise. Researchers found that the likelihood of a merger between the two galaxies is now about 50-50, likening the outcome to a coin flip. This fresh perspective emerged from a survey that included other significant galaxies in the area. While Earth may not be around in 5 billion years, the possibility of a near miss offers comfort for future worlds, allowing the Milky Way to continue forming new stars. Ultimately, galactic dynamics will shape the cosmos, ensuring an exciting future for our galaxy. And in entertainment news. In an exciting new project, Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie star in the romantic fantasy film A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, directed by Kaganata. Robbie describes the experience as truly one of the most magical experiences of my life. After their major roles in Barbie and The Penguin, they embark on a story that explores connection and love through shared memories. Kaganata, known for his visual storytelling, aims to create a world that is both inviting and surprising. The film releases in theaters on September 19th, featuring a talented supporting cast, including Lily Rabe and Kevin Kline. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "The world is moving so fast these days that the man who says it can't be done is generally interrupted by someone doing it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.